Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye.
We're extremely happy to welcome John K. Sampson to the World Cafe. He's a singer-songwriter and band leader with deep roots in Winnipeg and Canada in general. He is best known as the leader of the Weaker Thans, who've released four albums since debuting in 1999. Before that, he was the bassist in the punk band Propagandhi. His first solo debut album, Provincial, was released on Epitaph Records in January and was largely compiled from several EPs that he previously recorded. I asked John to tell me about the beginnings of this solo project.
Well, I had this idea to do, it was kind of just a fun project that I wanted to do, where I wanted to take three different stretches of road in my home province of Manitoba and write and record three different 7-inches about them. And I liked the idea of a 7-inch because it was constrained a bit. It gave me some limits. And my idea was that I wanted to say something about the history and contemporary life and landscape of each kind of stretch of road in kind of under 9 minutes. And I thought kind of three songs. So I did two of them and then kind of realized that the project was expanding a bit and that I wanted to include another road. And then I got a little obsessed with this idea that if someone had a couple days off and a car, I could take them to each song. That I would like a record where I could take someone to the location of each song. It would take a couple days of driving and sitting around. So that was kind of the idea. That's kind of where it started.
Did you actually take the trips? Did you actually go down the roads?
I did, yeah. Yeah, so
probably multiple times, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I did a few times, yeah. I stayed overnight in a couple places. In little motels. I brought one of my dogs with me on one trip. It was great. I really enjoyed it. I spent a whole summer just kind of doing these kind of four different drives over and over again.
So which direction do you want to start? Where do you want to begin?
Well, I thought we'd start near the beginning in Winnipeg, and this was kind of the first song I wrote for the record. It's called Heart of the Continent, and it's set at the corner of Portage and Memorial in Winnipeg. North wind sings, the fence around a lot full of debris. Near the corner of Memorial and Mead, we're resurrected, brick and drywall leap back into place. There's a terrified reflection of my face. All alone at the gleaming knife display in the army surplus sales, as the dusk descends and my inspiration fails. Ghostville, discount parkas, sleeping bags, and peer at me from crumpled dark. Inky bruises punched into the sky by bolts of light, and then leak across the body of tonight. While rain and thunder drop and roll, then stop short of a storm. Leave the air stuck with this waiting to be born. As I stand before an unresponsive automatic door, just another door that won't open for me anymore. Exit red gets brighter, then blinks off, presses me into the crumpled dark. Thank you.
says, welcome to B Avenue. But no sign to show you when you go away. And our demolitions punctuate. All we mean to save, then leave too late. So I'll make my shaky exclamation mark with a handful of the crumpled dark.
That is called Heart of the Continent, and that is one of at least a couple songs on the new provincial album from John K. Sampson that place you geographically pretty central. Mm-hmm. You feel pretty far away from everything in Manitoba.
It's true, yeah. It is kind of the middle of, it's the exact kind of center of the continent, I think. So it does feel that way sometimes, that you're alone there in the middle of everything.
I almost hate to do this, but... to make people delve way down into a song, but Crumpled Dark is really an important lyric to that. I'm wondering what the search for that adjective was like.
It was interesting, actually. It came from an art show that I saw in Winnipeg by an Icelandic artist whose name is escaping me at this very moment. But it was this beautiful exhibition, an installation of just kind of crumpled black paper. It doesn't sound as incredible as it was. It was an incredible experience to see. And the whole show was called Crumpled Darkness, actually.
Oh, wow.
So it really, that kind of kick-started that whole song, actually. It kind of started me thinking about the voids in cities and in the places we call home, the places that, you know, these buildings that exist, for example, and then are gone. And you suddenly, you can't even remember what they looked like, even though they'd stood there for 100 years, so.
John K. Sampson is our guest. And singing harmony and playing bass?
That's Doug Friesen, actually. He's my friend Doug, yeah.
Let's give it up for Doug, sounds great.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, which direction are we going next?
Well, actually, we're heading towards Doug's hometown. Doug grew up in Killarney, Manitoba, which is where my mother grew up. And right down the road from Killarney is Ninette, Manitoba, where there was a tuberculosis sanatorium from 15 to 1973. And so I had always grown up with my mom telling stories about the San. They call it the San, and she had a friend whose father was the head doctor there. So it's this beautiful old series of structures where thousands of people lived and died, and they sent X-ray cars all around Manitoba. And they'd pull into a community and X-ray everyone. And if your X-ray showed up with TB, often they'd ship you off to by train to Ninette. And you would not know how long you'd be there, who you're going to encounter there, what life would be like. And often people's lives just ended there because they would lose their jobs, their families would move on. It was a trek to get there too. I mean, communication would fall apart. And So I've always been fascinated by the place. So that was definitely one of the places that I wanted to write about. So I wrote this song called "Letter in Icelandic" from the Ninette San about an Icelandic immigrant writing a letter back to his family.
Is the place still there? Can you
walk
around it?
It's an RV park now. So
really,
yeah. And when I went there, I got kicked off the grounds a couple times because they didn't want people on there, which really kind of made me sad. I mean, I'm sure they're good people and everything, and they don't want people wandering around their RV park with a notebook like I was and a camera. But they're incredible structures, like huge, massive structures, and there's cairns and plaques put up to doctors and people who lived and died there and gave their lives to this place and people aren't allowed to see them anymore. It kind of made me sad, yeah.
Wow. So this is a person there.
You'll recall from the sagas, I hope, Gret. writer's last stand at Drangey. How his grip on the sword made his enemies cut off his hand. If he'd fled here instead and had tasted this terrible coffee, read these letters you send, he'd surrender and lay the blade down. And it's Halloween. Skinny ghosts dress like cowboys and rest at the railing by my door. On their way from the children's ward, Bev Monroe and his Pamino Valley boys play at the party, and I'll practice my English on nurses. Oh, that's a nice name. They may ask for mine, but the burns on my back from the x-rays say I shouldn't show anyone anything ever again. In coughing at that gray spittoon, painted orange by the harvest moon. Drive her down to the new Bethel home. Sell the boat to Arneson. And then go. Stand up straight in the place you're longing.
That is the letter in Icelandic from the Nanette San, which is one of the new John K. Sampson songs on this really evocative provincial album. And do you ever think of doing liner notes? Because I love your songs, but they're puzzles.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to try to figure it out.
These and ones especially are a bit of a puzzle.
That one, I knew somebody was sick. I knew, I knew they were in a hospital, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting. And speaking of that, you talked about your little project to, you know, do the three songs, 9 minutes, and giving yourself that kind of limit. You probably get this question too. Do you ever think of going beyond that? Because these are little short stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of always thought of myself as a thwarted short story writer, and I can't seem to write longer than these kind of 400 word little tiny short stories. I think of them as so.
Why do you think?
I'm not sure. I think I'm too. I really love the structure of a song, of a pop song. It gives me something to hold on to. Really, I'm really grateful for it. I find the empty page really terrifying and structureless and intimidating. So I think that I've kind of fluked into this way of trying to get them out.
So you're lucky. Myself. You're lucky in a way.
I think so. Yeah. No. I do feel really lucky that I kind of found this outlet for those frustrations of trying to write prose and poetry. Yeah.
Well, you know, these, I mentioned all the places these songs are from, but the people are really well sketched as well. How did you think to make that an Icelandic immigrant?
Sure. Well, I come from Icelandic immigrants. That's kind of my family side. Part of the record was set up in Riverton, Manitoba, which is where they settled. I heard stories about how about 10 years after the smallpox epidemic was over and these graves had been put there, a guy decided to build a house there, and he used the graves themselves as the foundation. This incredibly spooky story, and then he died in mysterious circumstances. So I kept thinking about this guy and then thinking about his family. So I thought of this family kind of set adrift here in the New World, just Icelandic speakers. Yeah.
Our guest is John K. Sampson, and what's next?
I think we'll do a song set in Riverton. This one is it's called The Last And. I just had this idea of writing a song from the perspective of a woman who'd, of a teacher who'd had an affair with her principal. So I'm the first one in again with the quiet growing snow. When I hear the furnace rouse itself from its slumber, somehow suddenly I know. As my eye stops on one curled up in my lesson plan, just your little ampersand. When your voice springs from the intercom with announcements and reminders and a prayer, the jokes about my figure, kids think I don't understand. I know I'm just your little ampersand. And after Christmas holidays, you never drive me home again. And sometimes in the staff room I catch your eye with, why did it have to end? But I know from how you worry at your wedding band that I'm just your little ampersand. Thank you.
last conjunction after every other and. I was just your little ampersand.
That is called The Last And, and that's the solo album from John K. Sampson, who's here. The album Provincial. And I guess there are some people who might fear, what, a solo album? What about The Weaker Than?
Sure.
And what's the story?
Well, I'm still definitely working on it. This project was kind of snowballed into, I was kind of halfway through it and realized that it was a solo record and that if I hadn't brought those other guys in already, that it was too late to do so. So it was kind of, I do think of it as a one-off kind of thing, and we're certainly working on new material. We're just kind of lifting the corner up on it now, and our pace is notoriously slow and getting slower. So, but we're going to be playing. I'll be touring this record for 6 months or so, and then get back to work on Weaker Than stuff.
Is there anything freeing about not writing with the band context?
Yeah.
I would think, because you don't have to think of anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. It was certainly, there was a freeing aspect to it, definitely. And the options with arrangement and working with, it's called a solo record, but there's about 20 musicians on the record. So, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of a solo record somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned we go to a lot of places and there's a lot of people on this album. And one of them is this computer guy, I guess. Mm. And I have no idea what he's doing and where he is and how he fits in this record.
Well, that's interesting. This song, Stop Error. Yeah. I wanted to talk about the ways that I thought maybe the internet and technological advances are changing small town life for both good and bad. And the drummer in the Weaker Than, Jason, used to be really into this game Call of Duty. And he'd play it online, even while we were touring. And we would show up in places like, I don't know, Los Angeles or like Topeka, Kansas or whatever. And someone would come to the show on the guest, someone would be on the guest list and would show up and we'd realize it was someone that Jason plays online video games with, like in a team for Call of Duty. And I thought, that's incredible. Like there's this new community and what that must do to, how great that must be for someone who's super isolated to have that, and also how alienating it must be from the regular community, the kind of conventional small town life. At the same time, I was thinking about the institutions like choir, like a community choir, and how important that was to me growing up, and also I wanted to kind of write something that could be sung for a choir, so I took a hymn by Bach, known as O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And I wrote new lyrics for it. And I also did that. As I was doing that, I realized that I like how video game theme songs are really short because they can only use so much memory. And in that sense, they're kind of hymn-like. So I imagine these composers are writing in a very kind of similar fashion to how composers of yore would write hymns, right? Something recognizable, something that someone who has no knowledge of music can sing and remember. So yeah, all this kind of came together into this song called Stop Error. Now, I'm not the first to rip this melody off. Paul Simon did it for that song.
Yeah.
What song? American song, American tune, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. So I thought I could get away with it as well.
My monitor. Late for something, son, that cuts through icy patterns. Another day's begun, recalling all my losses while trying to ignore the theme that keeps repeating from Call of Duty 4. Tap, tap off the volume and stare out at the road where cars and snowplows scroll by. Broken line of code from some embedded program that executes our town. dark green garbage bags and close my name in brackets. Make HTML tags to start and end forever above the wheezy breath of cooling fans and hard drives beyond the screen.
Stop Error, one you can certainly sing along to from John K. Sampson's new provincial album. And thanks to Doug Friesen on the bass and some of the vocals as well. John, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.